This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. India and China have reached an agreement on patrolling arrangements along the line of factual control in eastern Ladakh. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this agreement will result in resolution of tensions that began in 2020. He said elaborate discussions between both the sides resulted in an agreement on patrolling arrangements. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has lauded the agreement between India and China on the patrolling arrangements along the LAC in eastern Ladakh. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, the minister said that both nations have gone back to where the situation was in 2020. Dr. Jaishankar said that the disengagement process with China has been completed. He said it is a positive development and the result of patient and persevering diplomacy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Russia tomorrow to attend the 16th BRICS summit in the city of Kazan. Mr. Modi is visiting the country at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The theme of the two-day summit is strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. Speaking to Akashvani News in Kazan, India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, said the summit will provide an important platform for world leaders to discuss key global issues. Prime Minister Modi will hold a bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Briefing reporters in New Delhi today on the Prime Minister's visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the focus of this year's summit is the integration of new BRICS members into BRICS cooperation mechanisms. The Foreign Secretary said India is a founding member of BRICS and brings great value to the grouping. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri and Bhutan Prime Minister Shering Togbe took a ride on the green hydrogen fuel cell bus in New Delhi today. With this ride, Mr. Puri showcased India's advancements in green hydrogen to Bhutan Prime Minister. This bus emits no carbon dioxide or pollutants, only pure water, and represents India's leadership in decarbonization. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also lauded the Bhutan Prime Minister's ride in the green hydrogen fuel cell bus. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that this bus is a part of the country's efforts to boost sustainability and contribute to a greener future for the coming generations. Regional Connectivity Scheme RCS Udaan, Ude Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, completed 8 years today. Speaking to media on the occasion, Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu said the government is envisioning to take Udaan scheme forward for 10 years. He said in the next few years, centre is planning to start 50 more airports and enhance the capacity of existing airports. On hoax call menace affecting flight operations, the Union Civil Aviation Minister emphasised that the safety of passengers is the highest priority for the government. Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana has reached a remarkable milestone by achieving sales worth 1,400 rupees. Chemicals and Fertilizers Ministry said this achievement highlights the growing trust and reliance of the people on affordable and quality medicines. The ministry said in the last 10 years, there has been a growth of more than 170 times in number of Jan Aushadhi Kendras. It said in 2014, there were only 80 Jan Aushadhi outlets, which has now grown to more than 14,000, covering almost every district of the country. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is expected to make a landfall between Puri and Sagar Island on the intervening night of Thursday and Friday with a wind speed of about 120 km per hour. The India Meteorological Department in its latest cyclone bulletin said that the well-marked low-pressure area over east central Bay of Bengal will intensify into a depression by tomorrow morning. IMD scientist Dr. R. K. Jainamani said the depression will then become a cyclonic storm by Wednesday over east central Bay of Bengal. In football, India has announced under-17 men's national team containing 23 members for the upcoming AFC Asian Cup 2025 qualifiers. The tournament will be held from 23rd to 27th October in Thailand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.